All right, welcome to episode 140 of the Bobbycast with Janet Kramer.
140, that's a good number.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I like that.
Like for you or just in general?
Just like in general, for you, for life, for like 140 is good.
140, yeah. Well,
it could have been 143. But you know what that is.
I mean, you know what that comes from? Oh, not
wait. More. Yes, I do. Where? God, I just saw this.
The Mr. Rogers documentary.
Yes, that's what I was like. I was watching it. Did you like that documentary?
I loved it.
Okay, I didn't finish it, but I wanted it to be more about his life. That's where I was disappointed.
Okay.
I think it was too hyped up for me, and everyone's like, "You're gonna cry," and I was like, I wanted it to be more about like him and like his upbringing and stuff like that. Not so much about the show.
I was okay with the direction of it.
You were.
Yeah, because he really did a lot as a show. When they were showing, for me, I'm totally, let me do this commercial. I'm going to come back to this.
Okay.
No, you're good.
I'm like a squirrel.
I do want to talk about Sleep Number for a second because here's the deal.
Love Sleep Number.
With me too. I do the show from my house and I have three Sleep Number beds. I've been with them so long that I keep getting new ones and just move them up to all the guest rooms. You want to have more energy, less brain fog, or just sleep better. You're pregnant, so the bed matters.
You
huh?
spend, I tell you that, you spend more than half your life in bed. Having a mattress is the most important thing. That's the biggest investment that you should do.
Dude, you're the best commercial. No one ever does a commercial with me. She's like, nail. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps everyone from parents to pro athletes. Listen, it's all about just, listen, you feel better if you are better, if you're more well, you perform
you
better at work.
You spend half your life in bed. Invest in a good bed.
So many couples disagree on mattress firmness, and Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side. So whatever's right for you, go in now. Let me suggest this. See the newest Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It's your competitive edge from $9.99. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/bones and find the one nearest to you. Just to the documentary, just for a second, I thought, because that show was a bit before me, just a bit.
Before you?
I don't remember much of it as a kid.
Oh, okay, I mean, I didn't watch it either. My brother used to cry, so like we never watched. Yeah, he's older.
But whenever they would show on the Mr. Rogers documentary, whenever real life things would happen, like the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, and he would go on and go, hey, listen, you may hear the word assassination. Like he was tackling really tough subjects for kids.
Yeah. Do you know what's sad though? This day and age, if there was a show like that, you can't have a middle-aged dude.
Yeah.
That's so sad. It's like he actually loved these kids. Like he wasn't, that we know of, you know, pedophile or whatever. But I'm like, in this day and age,
yeah. Yeah.
It's just so sad. Like that's where that's where my head went first. I was like, in this day and age, that we probably couldn't have a show like that. Unless it's like Mr. Wiggles. But then
what's that?
It's like three grown men.
That's even worse. I don't know the kid shows.
That's true.
How old is your daughter?
She's 2.5. She'll be 3 in January, and then the baby boy is due in November.
How excited was Mike to have a boy?
Honestly, he was okay having a girl. I really wanted another girl, but he's so pumped now. And now I'm really excited. I just at first didn't picture myself as a boy mom, but now I'm like beyond the moon. So excited. And the clothes are so cute for boys.
But what about he's a ball player. Like doesn't he want a boy?
No, he does. He's scared because how do I say this? He's afraid that he might do the same things in his upbringing that
the cycle.
He's afraid of the cycle. Yeah. He's afraid of his dad, you know, not that his dad was bad. His dad's amazing, but you know there are certain things that led him down certain paths because of how he was raised, and he's afraid that that might happen again. But I'm like, this is where you get to break the cycle, and that hopefully won't happen. And now you'll know it's okay if you know he does come to you, and he can be honest with you, and you won't get mad at him. And so,
and Janet has a podcast called Wind Down, WHINE, where you guys. Is it WH, right?
It's WHINE, yeah. Wind Down with Janet Kramer. And it's on iHeart as well as yours. And I'm so open book about everything in my life. So that's why I wanted to do a podcast. And Mike's my co-host on there. And we talk about it all. But we have fun too. Like we're not all about like, oh, you know, we don't only talk about affairs. We don't only talk about that stuff. But we tackle the subjects that are hard to talk about. So
how does he do with that?
He did not want to talk about it at all in the very beginning. I mean, it's been 2 years he's been out with everything. So, I mean, as the perpetrator, like he didn't ever want to talk about it ever. I mean, he wanted to sleep underneath the rug. And for me, it's like there's how I've always dealt with things in my life is there's got to be a reason for the pain that was caused in my life. So if I know I'm not the only person, so selfishly, like, it helps me when I reach out and talk about these things, because there's other people that's like, oh my gosh, my husband too, or this happened to me. And it's, I don't feel as alone. So when he did start slowly starting to talk about it, I would send him messages and be like, look, like, this helped this person hearing, like, the guy's perspective or what maybe the husband could have been thinking. And he's like, wow, I didn't know that that could, like, be like that. So it's been, and it's been really good for us.
Really?
Yeah.
As a couple?
Yeah. I mean, there's times when it's triggering, but at the same time, again, like, keeping the objective of, we know why we're doing this, to try to, like, help people and just talk about, again, we know we're not experts. We're not therapists. Like, we do not have it figured out. I mean, at all. But
does anybody ever have it figured out? I've determined now at this age in my life that no one really knows what they're doing.
No clue.
And some people just fake it better, and they make you feel more insecure about yourself because they're faking it so well, but really nobody knows.
No, you don't know. And, like, there's things that happen all the time where I still get triggered. I still get upset with them, and we still have to, you know, and it could happen again. And then I have to make my decision what I'm going to do then. And so it's just a cycle, and I'm just trying to learn every day.
You've been my confidant for this, I guess, 2 months probably. Way before I even accepted the Dancing with the Stars.
Well, yeah, you wanted to know, like, what it really was. Is it really 4 hours of dancing? You know it's not.
Oh, no. It's
like, how do I break it to you?
I feel bad complaining about it because it's such a cool thing. And I'm also...
People don't understand. They think it's just fun. It's not fun. It's really hard work.
It's tough.
It's so hard. But you feel complaining, like, oh, I'm having a hard time on Dancing with the Stars. It's like... I understand that, but everyone else is not going to understand it if they haven't done the show, because it's hard.
And it's hard when you don't know how to even learn. Like, you're learning to learn. Like, that's been my hardest
thing. I didn't even know how to, like, count.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I was like, I don't understand this. What?
And I'm the only one on our show that has a job.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like a full-time, like, everyday job. Like, the other guys have, like, things they do, but they're a lot of creatives.
That's true. That is true.
So every day I'm in here 5-7 hours a day. And then I go dance 5-7 hours a day. I try to eat
at
some point.
Your brain is fried.
Yeah, I get a little fried. I'm starting to be a little run down.
Are you, like, forgetting the steps?
No, my problem isn't forgetting steps. My problem is actually, because I want to learn all the steps.
Okay.
And I'm such a linear guy.
Does she teach you the entire dance all at once or no?
We do blocks.
Okay.
She's tried everything with me.
Okay.
Yeah, she gets so frustrated at me. And
she gets mad at you?
No. She doesn't get mad at me.
She hasn't yelled at you yet?
Sometimes she'll be like, hey, but it's for my, like, it's really for my own good.
Do you like that she's hard, or do you want her to be softer?
No, I just want consistency.
All right.
If she's always hard, that means when she's soft or she says it's good, it means it's really good.
Okay.
As long as anything in my life is given to me consistently, I can gauge the good or bad based on what the consistent path is. So if she's always hard and she doesn't go, oh, you're doing great all the time, when she does finally say that it's good, it really means it's good. And that's even currency
that means
for me
so
in that room.
So much to you, yeah. What do you think your biggest challenge is? The mental?
It's not. Listen, I'm the first one there. I'm the last one to leave.
I know you are, because in my text the other day, I was quoting your book. I didn't think you got it or not.
I probably did.
you're like, I am. I was like, no, I'm talking about your book, Fight, Grind, Repeat.
That's true. I didn't know that at first. I really beat myself up when I can't get it right, which is not fair, because I'm not supposed to get it right yet. And I'm just like, I'm so stupid.
I know.
And then I don't even dance to the music. I'm trying to dance to the steps sometimes. I remember so many steps.
Well, you have the hardest dance.
That's what everybody says, but I don't know the difference.
It's hard. That was my lowest score.
I don't think
weeks.
We can say what it is yet.
No, I don't. You can't either.
I'm just saying.
I don't think so. But it was by far my lowest score. I had the hardest time with that dance. And to know that you got that first, I was like, oh God, why? Because I think you're going to do good with, like, a frame position. You'll do good, I think, in, like, something where you're, like, posture.
Maybe.
I mean, you're going to be good regardless.
I think there's a good shot. I go home the first
you're
week.
You're not, like, going home.
Well,
you're not.
If
you're saying that, though, then you're gonna, like, you're putting it out there. Like,
I don't believe that.
You don't believe in that?
I don't believe that because I'm saying what I truly feel, that it's going to happen. I also don't believe right now I'm driving a Ferrari. I don't believe one's going to pull up outside.
Well, okay.
I believe our mindset affects our actions.
I disagree with you. I just think if you, like. Yes, a Ferrari isn't going to show up because that's not realistic.
I'm believing it so hard. I'm believing it so hard. It's a Ferrari outside.
But that's not realistic. you don't have a dealer right now for a Ferrari. Right now you're on Dancing with the Stars, so that's more realistic.
Bobby. I believe that if I show up,
yes,
and I put in the work,
yes,
and I every day I get a few percent better, that I'm going to be on a trajectory to continue to improve. I'm going to learn.
I like that.
That's what I believe.
That's great.
I also believe I can go home the first week. I also believe I can win the whole thing.
Anyone could go home the first week.
Sure. I also believe I can win the whole thing.
Yes, you can.
I think that my story.
Your story.
Is good.
Well, you go there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the thing. A lot of people don't go there. They don't show the insides. And people want to get to know you.
Like, my story is the story of, like, the people that listen to my show and listen to this.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, and I feel like on Idol, too, like, you gave that. And I was like, that was awesome. I remember texting you. I was like, that's good. Like, you broke down those walls for people that don't know you. Like, I know you. And then I saw that. And I was like, that's Bobby.
When you were on the show, how was the cast together? Like, were you guys close or no? Were you close?
It takes a couple weeks. It definitely takes a couple weeks to, like, kind of get each other's. And some were close and some weren't, you know? It's hard.
Did you have a best cast friend?
Lori and I were really close.
Lori
Hernandez. She was the gymnast, the cute little gymnast, ended up actually winning. But then you become friends like three, 4 weeks. And then it comes to the end and you're like,
It's like church camp. Everybody goes away.
No, I was like, no, I don't want to, like, I need to, like, I want to beat you now.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, then you get, like, super competitive.
I already want to see them all fail and because I want to win.
Like, right?
It's cutthroat. But
yeah, I mean, sometimes, like, you're in the back and you're like, oh, they just messed a step. Darn. Like, what a bummer.
But that's competition time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's like, it's work. You know, it's business. You got to go out there and kill it. And you're going to do great. I'm so excited. I'm coming.
Oh, thanks.
It's going to be so great. But I just think people don't understand the mental game of Dancing with the Stars. There's so much, because the majority of them are not dancers.
The majority of them. There are a couple of them that are really good. It's so annoying.
Are they dancers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not fair.
One of the girls is probably better than the pro dancers because she danced with Janet Jackson for a long time.
See, that's just, that drives me crazy.
But,
and they're like, well, it's different because it's not like, I've never done ballroom. Doesn't matter. You know how to move. Same thing with like some of the gymnasts and figure skaters where I'm like, you get it. Like, that's how you, like, your life was skating and moving and having strong legs. Like, Gleb would always be like, stronger, stronger legs. And I'm like, this is what, I don't know what that means. I'm pointing my leg out, and that's what I know. So how else do you want me to make it stronger? I'm tightening as hard as I can. And it's just, I don't understand.
There's a girl, her name is Alexis Wren.
She's like an Instagram.
So she has like 12 million followers, but she had 10 years of dance. So it's like, even though they come in as not dancers, so it's frustrating.
I need a drink of the sparkling water. That just bothers me.
Because I'm the least, me and Nikki Glazer, the comedian, are the least, we have zero training. We're the only two, though. They have none.
That just drives me crazy. It shouldn't be that way.
Nah, it's all, you know, but she can tell she's super funny and no one else is as funny as she is. And she can use that on TV.
And no one's as charming and funny as you, too.
Maybe.
So it's like you're the guy version of Nikki.
She's funnier than I am. I went and watched her do comedy last night.
I saw that on
Instagram. Yeah, because you start to get have trauma bonding. And I don't.
Totally.
And I know
me and Amber Rose trauma bonded together
because you're just in this bubble and you suck at something and you're sad and mad. And
yes.
So you're finding people.
Yeah.
And
he's like, who else is sad and mad and depressed in this mix?
And we're both like writers. We write different things and ways. But I went and watched her do comedy last night.
Did she say Gleb was really hot on her too?
Oh, and yeah, she's with your partner. So here's what's funny about that. So Gleb comes to the, and I met, Gleb doesn't remember me, but I for sure met him because we were doing a music show together. He was with you.
Maryland or Virginia, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. And so.
That was a bad concert, by the way. Like,
it was a terrible concert.
It was the worst concert ever.
It was so bad. But so Gleb came out and Gleb's Russian.
So Russian.
And doesn't understand.
Not that nothing's wrong with that.
He didn't hack my phone while we're hanging out. Yeah, yeah. we were just. We went to her show because he doesn't get her comedy sometimes because she's super American and in your face and dirty a little bit. And so he comes to the show and she has a joke. And I don't think she would care. I'm not ruining the joke. Basically, the joke is this is not going to be funny, but it's like if you point your finger at things in a picture, you're a douchebag. And so that doesn't do the joke justice. I just don't want to ruin her joke.
He does that all the time.
Well, and he's like, what is wrong with pointing finger in picture?
Oh,
and so
God,
he's like asking, and it's so sweet and awesome, but he just doesn't get it.
I know.
But we wouldn't get Russian here. If we go over to Russia and we go to a comedy club,
we wouldn't get their jokes either.
None.
Yeah. But that's like what Gleb does point a lot. And so he probably felt like insecure.
Well, but
whatevs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. No, it's good to find someone that you can connect with, because Amber and I connected, and everyone would think, you know, Amber Rose, she's this beautiful, you know, she was a stripper, actually.
Yeah.
That's how, like, she got famous. You would think that she would be very confident and go out there and dance. She was so shy. And she had a really, really, really hard time. And everyone's like, no one understood, like, how she couldn't do it. And she's like, I'm just not that person to come out there and, you know, do this kind of dancing. So it wasn't, which was just crazy to me. But we, you know, again, it's the mental and not feeling good enough. And she hated it.
Yeah, there's a lot of that childhood, I'm not good enough, that comes ripping out of you.
I mean, we all have it. But then when you do something like this, it just comes out like tenfold. I was just like, I suck at everything. My dad was right. I'm not good enough. I should just quit life.
That's funny because I relate. Yeah. Are you doing the Family Feud, the new version?
Yeah, it airs on the 23rd. So the day before your...
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was the funnest night ever.
Really? I just got invited to do it.
Oh, gosh, do it.
But I don't
fun.
Here's the sad part. So, you know, I have a deal-ish thing with ABC where I'm doing a lot of stuff with a lot of projects with them. And it was Idol and Miss America and Dancing with the Stars and their other things. And so I was talking to the vice president. He's like, hey, come do Family Feud.
It's so much fun.
And I said, listen, Rob, that's awesome. I don't have family. Like, I don't have a family that, like, married, and my mom's not alive. I don't know my dad. Like, I don't have a family. And so if you could do, like, a country music family or, like, a show, radio show family. And he was like, all right. We should do that. And so,
because
I kind of hit him with, but I did get invited. I don't know if I'm still invited because I don't have a family. But it does seem like a lot of fun.
You should do it.
What's that like? Is it fun?
Oh my gosh, I had the greatest time ever.
Who went on with you?
So it was me, my husband Mike, my Aunt Susie and Uncle Roy, and then my brother. We had so much fun. But I'm very competitive, so I was very strategic with
who were you
I
playing
picked.
Against?
Gary Busey.
Oh yeah. How about that?
I was like, if I don't hit this buzzer before Gary Busey, I'm never gonna live that one down. So we had a great time.
Was he nuts?
He's Gary Busey.
Yeah.
He's all over the place. But he was the nicest man ever. I mean, he came in, he went and sat in our green room and didn't leave. And just sat and talked. And he was awesome.
I saw, I went to the comedy store last night. And I was going to watch Nikki. But then Tom Arnold did a set.
Oh, cool.
Just remind me of Gary Busey. No, it was terrible.
It was bad?
He didn't even tell jokes. He just came out and, like, Gary Busey did.
Oh. It was like, I'm Tom Arnold.
He's like, just went on and on. No jokes for like 25 minutes.
Was he just drunk?
No, I think he was just Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
And Dane Cook popped out. So you live out here now, and you go back and forth.
Well, we're building in Nashville.
Are you?
So we'll be full-time next year.
Really?
It's going to take a year, though, to build. So I'm so excited to get out of here.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference in Nashville, to you, in Nashville and Los Angeles?
Oh, my gosh, there's so much. First of all, real estate. When I was even looking to buy a house out here, I was like, I can't afford anything. It's so expensive out here. You can have so much more in Nashville. But then more so is just how I want to raise Jolie and the baby boy. It's just, I was Midwest, and I want Jolie to be able to ride her bike to her friend's house. And here I'd be like, no, you're not driving your bike to your friend's house. Are you crazy? Like, it's just the schools are better. Just a better, I mean, I think there's a lot of things to do in LA. And I think, you know, I'm not saying it's not good to raise kids out here, but just for us personally, that's just how we want to raise our kids in Nashville.
I'm going to squirrel on you for a second. Whenever, next time Amy gets sick or leaves something, you should come fill in for her. You're so good at this.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Like, Mike, right? Would you agree with me? Like, unexpectedly, really good at
Thank
this.
Thank you. I really enjoy it. I mean, it's been like, I've had so much fun with my podcast. It's
and like,
just
you're
been...
a boss, too, on the mic. Like, you, it's,
Thank you.
And not in a, like, I'm a, like, dick way. But
I really
like,
appreciate
you,
that.
Like, you own it. It's re- You're really good at this.
Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah. And I'm in the Radio Hall of Fame. And my voice is cracking. I'm losing my voice.
No,
you're talking about
really,
Hall of Famer
like,
right here telling you
that. That makes me, like, really happy. Because I've been so enjoyed doing the podcast. It's been a lot of fun. And I want to get more into this. So if Amy's ever out, dude, I'm your fill-in anytime.
What are you doing musically?
God, I've had such a struggle with this. I'm putting out an EP next year. I got dropped a year and a half ago.
From Warner Brothers.
Yeah. Which bothers me in the sense that there are guys on that label that still have not had songs that I, whatever, but they're still giving them a chance. So it's like, why don't we get the 10 chances?
We as in the women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Why?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. I'm like, why?
The answer is because...
It's not fair.
No, you're right, but nothing's fair.
No, and, life isn't fair. I right. get that. But
there's an easy formula that exists right now. Uh-huh. And it's plug in another dude that looks and sounds exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And these dudes, though, here's the thing about them is they're, and I have, you know, friendlies, buddies that are dude artists that have a hit song and can't get a second one. Or it's really hard because it's about the song, not the artist anymore.
And these, I totally disagree with you. If there is a guy that, if a girl sang one of these hit songs,
it'd be harder, but I'm talking about for the guys in this okay. cycle.
All right,
the Michael Ray, the Jordan Davis, these guys are, and I am friends like with Jordan.
Yeah,
but to the listener, it's just another good song from another dude. They don't know
that's
the difference.
True.
They don't know the difference. There's no difference.
There's no making an artist like a Blake or
the unfair thing that happens to females is that you have to go in with a super identity. These guys don't.
But that's the thing. Like we had that. Like we had sponsorships. We had things that we were doing, and because you know they always blame me too that I had my feet in different things. Well, is that why is that so bad? I feel like women. I feel like men have a hard time having their eggs in different baskets, but as women, we can do those things and still thrive in other areas. But it's just frustrating when a guy can have all the chances in the world, and I actually made more for the label, but yet they drop me. I'm not bitter at all.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I would be bitter too. But there's listen, people want the easiest way.
I know.
To keep making money without risking.
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, you look at the charts. Okay, the girls aren't working. I mean, look at Carrie. She just didn't get a number one. It's been how
she
many?
She didn't get a number
how
one.
How many
right?
years has that been?
I know. And so, which
that's
is
scary.
Why that I decided to do, and I've got a lot of pushback from doing this show
with
all females.
You have.
A lot. And I don't talk about it a lot because I just try not to show people that, you know, because who cares about what I'm going through with the stupid radio show? Like, people have real problems. But the reason I wanted to do this show with all the female artists wasn't to go.
It's on
hey,
weekends,
look
right?
It was what? Huh?
It's on weekends, right?
Yeah, but it's on 150. It gets a lot of spins.
Right.
The purpose of it was a practical purpose. It was let's take the female artists that are already on the chart and continue playing them mm-hmm. and boost their spins because as they move up the chart, other stations look at them, add them, play them more too. It's a chart game. You reach a certain spot, you get played by more stations. So I can help them move up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I can also, for sake of the brand, say, hey, listen, you guys are nuts. Look at all these awesome artists. And I can play stuff from 5 years ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago.
Right.
While highlighting new artists as well. So it was kind of a three-pronged approach at it. But really, it was about getting people on the charts and moving them up. And if they're success, that creates more opportunity. Success creates opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, you played Damn It one time and it charted. I mean
media base, but
no,
yes.
But I mean like how cool is, I mean, your power is huge. Bobby, admit it.
At times, sure.
It's huge. You move the needle for people.
There are a lot of things that can affect things. Yeah. I just want to be the voice. Again, to me, it's not even about women. It's about fairness. And you know, life's not fair, but I think that if I wouldn't care if it was 80-20 female, I wouldn't be. I just want everybody to be heard the same.
It's not even 80, or it's not even.
Yeah, you're right. It's
95-5.
Yeah, my point
is 99 or 98-2.
I just think there should be something to the fact of, hey, why can't the best song just win? It's like in a job, like
or and this is what I think too. So the EP that I'm putting out next year, I feel like it's a great song. I've sent it to a few radio people. They said they've loved it, but I'm like, it won't even get the light of day unless there's like a dude on it. I feel like now a girl can't work unless a guy's attached to it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. I know that, you know, it's tough, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here because I obviously am putting female acts on my tours.
I know you
playing
are.
Playing them. Like, I'm trying. But unless you have a good promo team.
I know.
And it's not even about getting to me or the high ups.
Yeah.
It's about getting to the people that are running stations and like Detroit, where you're from, or Sacramento.
But here's the deal, though. So now it's like, okay, I'm 35. Well, I'll be 35 in December. 35 female. I have to just do it my way because there's the chances of me getting signed again would be null. But that's reality. But it's okay. I'm still going to fight for it. I'm still going to try. I'm still going to do my thing. I'm still going to, you know, go out and sing some songs for the people that want to hear it. I'm still going to write from the heart. Because this is the best crap I've written.
Yeah?
It really is. It says something.
And when is it happening?
I'm recording in October and releasing it early next year.
I mean, I'm losing my freaking voice.
It's because you're grinding. Sucks, you're fighting.
I think I have some allergy crap.
You're doing so good. No, you're doing so good.
I have some allergy crap.
Hey, congratulations.
On what?
You just played that sold out show.
Where?
Your hometown.
Oh, yeah, it was cool.
The theater that you never...
Yeah. I couldn't afford to get into it as a kid.
I mean, I got teary-eyed post. Those are, like, that's what you've been fighting for.
Yeah, I feel
that
way.
That's so awesome.
If you're listening, on my Instagram, I posted a picture of me in a theater in Little Rock. It has 2,700. It's a pretty good-sized theater.
I've never been able to sell out 2,700. You're killing it.
Well... So that being said, when I was a kid, there was a field trip that was there, and I couldn't afford tickets to go on this field trip. So I just act like I was sick and missed school. And so the first time I ever got to go in the theater was actually when I played it, and it was pretty cool. Yeah, it's cool. I soaked it up a little bit.
I mean, you should have. You should have just stood there for like 5 minutes and just been like, yeah.
And you know what? I kind of did because they wouldn't stop cheering, and it was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome. They wouldn't stop cheering for me, and I felt uncomfortable. Then I was like, screw it. I'm not going to feel uncomfortable anymore.
Does that fill that when we have our voids?
No. It's a temporary fill. Like, I'm really searching for someone to kind of fill the donut hole inside of my body.
Is it the someone, or is it a person, or is it you still have to fill it yourself?
I think I'm pretty good with me now. I do, for the first time ever in my whole life.
That's huge.
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
So now
good.
You're looking for the other half.
Or the third, or the other two-thirds, or whatever it is that I feel like I kind of have someone that's...
Are you ready for it?
Yeah, I am now for the first time ever.
You're ready for love?
Ever. First time, yeah.
But for the L?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Bobby.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know. For the first time, I feel like that ever.
I'm like kind of getting like teary-eyed. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I've had some big growth in the last year or so. So.
Did you go to therapy?
Yes, but I also went, you ever heard of Onsite?
Oh, I've been there like 3 times.
Oh, it is just like.
Changes your, Miles Adcox is a genius.
I was going in a good direction. I'd been working on myself.
Did you living centered?
I did. I don't know what I did. I did it by myself for days.
Oh, the healing trauma.
Take your phone.
Yeah. Yep.
And I left, and I didn't leave a different person, but I left with like better tools and knowledge. And you know how it is. You just try to, when situations come, it's not knowing how to get through them. It's knowing that they're going to come.
Yep.
And how you're going to deal with it, because you never get it right. There's no such thing as right.
No.
There's just not a right. There's just not right anymore. Mm-hmm.
It's the tools, and it's so great. If anyone is like, Onsite is such an amazing place. They have living centered, healing trauma. I went for learning how to love yourself. Michael and I went there for couples therapy. I mean, it's an incredible place.
And I had a couple friends-ish, that had said, hey, you should go. The first one was Dave Haywood from Lady Annabelle. I mean, it's like, dude, you're kind of like me. You know, we're creating, but we're also running, you know.
Yeah.
You should go. He's like, it changed my life. And then the person who really convinced me was Tyler Hubbard.
Oh, wow.
And we had not been on good terms for years.
Really?
Yeah. And so, because we had both popped off about each other, and then we were just like, screw it.
Oh, wow.
And then we got good again, and we were having coffee.
With FGL.
Yeah. And he was like,
I didn't know that.
He's like, dude, you got to go. And so.
What was it that you guys didn't like connect?
It wasn't that we didn't connect. I got irritated at him because he went on satellite and was bashing me for putting billboards up.
What?
It's just all trivial. I said trivial things about them. You know me.
Okay.
He said, but we were both like, oh.
I thought you had a thing with Kip.
We did. We went. Yeah. Kip and I are great.
Yeah.
Same thing. We just were like, hey, let's just get together as humans and talk about this.
Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Just communicate your problems.
And Kip and I went in for like 2 hours. First of all, you yell at each other. Then you go, oh, we're kind of the same. Then you go, oh, yeah, actually, we kind of like each other.
I kind of like you.
Yeah.
And did you do that with Casey?
In a different way.
Okay.
Yeah, in a different way. Like, I've never not been a fan of Casey.
Her latest album's
music,
incredible.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh, so good.
I think I misread her early.
She hates me. I'm pretty convinced she hates me, but I think that's just how she is.
I misread her. I acted inappropriately because I misread her.
Did you touch her butt?
No, of course not. I did not. And then I apologized to her. And I was like, hey, listen, I think I messed up. I think that...
Well, she's not like the warmest when you first meet.
And neither am I, though, because I'm so insecure. People will go, man, what a dick. But really, I'm just like shy and in the corner because I don't think anyone wants to talk to me.
Right.
And I shouldn't have projected onto her.
Well, and what I do now is I project that she's not nice because she's not warm with me. Well, just because I'm warm and she's not doesn't mean she's not a lovely person.
Right. And so, but we're good. ish. I saw her at the ACMs and I said, hey, are you good? She's like, yeah. And we like send messages occasionally. Like she'll comment on something I put on Insta story. I'll comment on her and be like, it's great. I play her songs.
Is there anyone you're beefing with now?
I don't think so. I don't have time.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I'm an adult man now. And I'm not so insecure in my job anymore. I've got to prove anything. Mm-hmm. I think I used to feel like everybody hated me, so I had to prove things and that I wasn't scared. And I would just...
What kind of girl do you want?
I think that's too open of a question. I think, like, I love someone that's confident.
Yeah.
Just, because my job's weird.
Your job's hard. I mean, you're the Ryan Seacrest.
And it's weird. And then, you know, there are...
Do you hate getting that word, by the way? I didn't mean to say that.
With Ryan?
Yeah.
We're different.
I mean, you're different, but you both work. We both work hard. A lot of hours, and, real hard.
And we're easy to stomach. Mm-hmm. You know, we're both pretty safe, too.
Yeah. Well, what's one thing, like, I feel like you've done everything from touring to
I love how
book.
You just switch it over to me and you've sorry, turned it. Sorry. No, you go ahead. But,
I'm sorry.
I'm losing my voice anyway. Go ahead.
No, I'm like, you have the book, the podcast, mm-hmm. the tour, the comedy, this, that. I mean, everything. What else do you want to do? Is it just settle down? Not just.
It's not even settle down to me. It's have a partner. Yeah.
This is breaking my heart right now. You guys don't understand. Like, for as long as I feel like I've known you, like, that is... Amazing.
Now, I just want someone to... The loneliest I get is when I get to do something cool and have nobody to share it with.
I know someone who wants to share it with you.
Well, listen. What are you going to do? I'm not dating anybody in the industry.
Why?
Maybe not an artist, because I just saw what happened to Lindsay.
I love her.
She's awesome, which wasn't fair to her at all. Yeah, it sucked.
I hate that. Yeah, I hate it.
Me too. I hate it too.
I love her.
So, but it sucked, and I don't want to see that to happen to anybody else, so I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Unless I just buy all of Country Format and...
I mean, you're on your way.
And they just own it all.
Please do that, and I'll just send you my whole EP and say thank you, buddy.
But, you know, I hate, even though it's good, you know, I hate when you send me music and I tell you, like...
I know, it's why I didn't. I was like, can I send you music? And you're like, well, I mean, you can, but I don't know. I'm like, well, but your word means a lot.
But I go, you're going to send me music, and I'm going to listen, and I'm going to be like, it's good, what do you mean to do? Like, and...
No,
even
but
then,
I'm not saying there's, I don't, it's not that I want you to do something, but it's just, it's, do you like it or you don't like it? Because if you don't like it, okay, cool. He doesn't like that one and he's got the ear.
I don't even want to be in that place, but I'm just one ear.
Yeah, you're a friend.
But I'm one ear and.
If you sent me a joke, I'd be like, that's stupid or that's funny. Or like if you sent me like your dance, that was good. If I didn't think it was good, I'd be like, you have some work to do.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't take music from you and you're a friend. I don't take music from any of my friends. Early, even Dirks, who I'm probably closest to.
So when I send you like the produce, like done.
I won't listen.
You won't listen?
Casey sent me her record before it came out, and I wouldn't listen. And I'm a massive
the only
fan.
Person that's probably gonna play it now.
That's true.
So
that's
I
not,
have to send
no,
it to you.
No, you'll get played.
Bobby, okay, whatever.
You'll get played, and it's not always just about getting played anymore.
It's streaming.
It's finding other avenues for people to find it.
Yeah.
You know. So,
yep.
And I know that. So that's, I mean, you know, you're.
What do you think about the radio's dying?
Nah, they've always said that. TV's also been dying. Whatever, just, I don't think, but radio to me isn't just coming through the FM airwaves. Maybe if you go FM, but even then, it's not for a long time.
Right.
But radio to me is whatever's on my phone. Mm-hmm. And what's in my car? What's in the, like radio to me isn't just going through a transmitter. This is radio to me, what we're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
Anything that people can consume is radio. Mm-hmm. So my version of it's different than if you asked some 53-year-old dude in Madison, Wisconsin, who's been really doing radio, you know, his whole life. Radio to me is actually, we're in an audio revolution, if anything.
We're in an audio revolution.
Like, look at your podcast. You're doing radio.
Anyone, that's true.
You can find anything you want to hear about. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your hobby is. You love The Simpsons. You love Rubber Duckies, My Little Pony, Dancing with the Stars podcast. It doesn't matter. There's something for everyone. And that to me is amazing because that's radio.
I love it.
So I feel the opposite. You know, I feel, and also I just think if you're good, people find you. That's it. Eventually people find you. Whatever you're doing. Your podcast, people, it grows because you guys do a good job.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We're excited about it. I really do enjoy it. So we need to do a radio show together one day.
And we're doing a radio show right now. You've pretty much taken this one over. Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay, so your podcast is called Wind Down.
Wind Down.
Yes.
You can find me there at Kramer Girl. Got an EP next year. Baby coming in November. I have a Moms and Babes box that I'm excited about.
What's that? I haven't seen that on your Insta story.
Moms and Babes box. I came up with this idea. I don't like buying things for myself. I always end up just buying something for Jolie, but I came up with this idea for a Moms and Babes. So there's three boxes. There's a mom and baby box where products for the baby and the mom, and then there's a toddler box, so for mom and toddler, and then there's just a mom box. If there's moms out there that just want, you know, nice skin masks and eye serums, and it's for the mom to relax.
And how do they get them?
And love. Momsandbabesbox.com.
Babes.
Babes.
Momsandbabesbox.com.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. Look at us.
Look at us go.
Look at us go. Man, am I dying?
I don't know, dude.
It's fading, huh?
Yeah.
Fast. I should stop talking. Jana, you are awesome.
Love you.
Thank you.
You're going to do so good on Dancing Stars. I'm excited to see you. I'm excited to watch you. And I'm excited to see. I like this Bobby. Not that I didn't love the old Bobby.
No, nah, and like, you know what? In a year, like, this Bobby will be old Bobby.
I know.
And if
that's
it ever stops, then
we keep growing. That's amazing.
Right. And if it ever stops,
and
then
I'm proud of you as a friend.
Thanks.
I'm real proud of you.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Come back to Nashville. Move back to Nashville.
I am next year.
All right. Woo. Episode 140 with Jana Kramer as I go through puberty.
It's in the books.
Yeah. Thank you. Follow her at Kramer Girl. Thanks, Jana.